You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jeremy Fowler, ESPN NFL insider, he used to cover the Steelers specifically, now covers the league at large as a league insider for ESPN, was on with Pony and Muller yesterday, the PM team. Talked to them about a number of Steelers offseason issues. One of the ones, he was asked about the evaluation of Ben Roethlisberger, not here in Pittsburgh specifically, but around the rest of the league.
Well, I don't think the perception is as dire as it is on the inside in town. You know, right now people are pretty fired up with the way he's gone, the interceptions, and, you know, he's run the three-yard routes all day. You know, I actually talked to a scout the other day who pointed to that Colts game. He said, watch that Colts game again. There were two throws in the second half that only a few people on the planet could make that he made. There's still some, you know, there's still some maybe hidden next level talent there, but the arm strength has diminished a bit. I think everybody can acknowledge that. So I don't think anybody sees this as a situation where he plays like till he's 45, like Tom Brady. You know, this might be just the 1 year window that you ride out. And but they can retool the offense to try to get a little more vertical. The deep balls haven't been there, but they can get more intermediate field stretching going on. I think most people are confident that Roethlisberger still has the ability to do that.
I don't know how much confidence I do have, Jim, because we're only seeing it in those flashes like we saw in the second half against Indy, or the one really nice throw in Buffalo that led to a touch. We're only seeing it in those brief, fleeting glimpses. And it is, as Jeremy said there, it's hidden most of the time. It's not happening often enough.
No, I was one of those guys when it happened. It's like, okay, he's, after we saw what they did against the Colts, it's like, okay, they're going to be all right. And then they weren't. And I just can't. I'm more willing to discount what I saw in the second half of the Colts game than I am what I saw in all those other games. Will it be different with a different offensive coordinator? I don't know. Because my understanding is that when Matt Canada had influence at the beginning of the season, they got away from what Matt Canada likes to do because the quarterback didn't want to do it. And now that he's the offensive coordinator, how is that going to help? So yeah. I'm just
Ben
skeptical.
Needs to get over himself in that regard. Yeah, going forward, he needs to buy all in. Even if he physically feels like he can't do it, then what are you coming back for? The other question, or one of the other questions, and we'll hear more from Jeremy Fowler with the PM team from yesterday afternoon because it was really good stuff in the 8 o'clock hour as well. But they asked him, "Where's this leave all of this off-season stuff with Ben? Where's it leave Mason Rudolph?"
I think they still do believe in him based on last two times he's played significant snaps, the Jets game in 19, Browns game in 20, played pretty well. You know, this is a Kevin Colbert pick. Kevin Colbert had the great arm. They still would like to see him in extended action at some point. Maybe that's a guy you try to sign next year, to a short extension to give him a shot. I think that's on the table.
Pony with the snort of derision there towards the idea of Mason Rudolph getting another look. And the giggle from Mulsey in the background as well. I don't see the problem with that. I don't see the problem with if they're going to hitch their wagon to Ben. I don't like it. I don't. But if they're not going to get a look at Rudolph in the 21 season, then when they get to the end of the 21 season, because I don't think there's going to be a lot of teams banging down Mason Rudolph's door. I think that's a mistake. But, you know, I don't think there will be. Then you make them the contract extension offer then and say, hey, here's a 2-year deal. At, you know, lower level starter or upper level backup money. Here's your chance to prove yourself with us, kid.
And after next season, presumably, the TV deals and fans in the stands and all that stuff, that they'll be able to get back to offer more normal contracts. There shouldn't be a market for Mason Rudolph. You wouldn't think there would be. Yet at the same time, now is the time, this offseason, is when the Steelers typically would want to re-up him and give him those additional 2 years you're talking about. And yet, I don't know that they can afford to do that. Although maybe they can. Maybe they can. They whatever he's due this year, and you tack on two more years, and it's – I don't think it – I guess it wouldn't affect the salary cap all that much with a guy at his level if they were to extend him now. But if you're Mason Rudolph, would you want to do that? You could bet that maybe you
don't want
to get
locked
to play
in
this
and
year and create a market for yourself.
And have Ben decide that maybe he wants to play another year after next year, and maybe the Steelers cave to him again. That's not out of the realm of possibility if they give him a deal with voidable years at the end of it and get locked into playing this back and forth dance with Ben every offseason like he's Brett Favre 2.0, which we all feared when this whole thing got started a few years ago, but here we are seeing our fears be realized.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.